Iran's President Hassan Rouhani has strongly condemned the US over its planned new sanctions against the Islamic Republic's missile program. Rouhani said the coercive sanctions are in line with Washington's hostile policy and its illegal interference with Iran's defense program. Rouhani ordered the defense ministry to speed up the production of various missiles. He noted that Iran's defense capabilities help stabilize the region and pose no threat to other countries. The Iranian president further reiterated that the country's missile program is not related to the nuclear agreement reached between Tehran and the P5+1 group. Media reports have quoted U.S. officials as saying that the new sanctions will target about a dozen companies and individuals in Iran, Hong Kong and the United Arab Emirates. To get more insight into this story, we're joined from Indiana by Eugene Michael Jones, the editor of the Culture Wars online magazine. Thank you very much, Eugene, for joining us here on Press TV. Well, there was a wave of optimism amongst Iranians regarding what's going to happen after the removal of the sanctions which were agreed with the JCPOA deal. It looks like that optimism wasn't something to actually look forward to, and there wasn't any basis to that because the US continues to have its hostile policy towards Iran.
Well, it sounds a lot like me, like the Gulf of Tonkin all over again. That was the supposed naval incident that led to the escalation of the war in Vietnam under the Johnson administration during the 60s. So the ship left Iran with the nuclear material, went to Russia within days. Now we have this attack that the Iranians are denying that the missile was launched. And then all of a sudden these sanctions are already waiting to be issued. So it sounds as if it's kind of premeditated, just from a superficial look at what's going on. So I think we're talking about a group of people in the Treasury Department, the Sanctions Department of the Treasury Department. I think this is where the problem lies. These are notorious supporters of Israel, and those people did not give up when the agreement was made, and it looks as if they've created something, an incident after the fact.
Well, you're talking about the Treasury Department, Eugene, and it also reminds us of bankers and, you know, looking for an enemy to continue waging war, selling their arms and all of that. Does the US want to have that enemy, that bogeyman, in the Middle East region where it can propagate its wars?
Well, you know, you're talking about, when you say the United States, it's hard to tell what you're talking about here, because you've got a government that is huge, and then you've got factions in the government that are always fighting with each other over power, and sometimes they come up on top and sometimes they don't. But the fundamental fact here is that the history of the United States is history of groups of people behind the government orchestrating power over the government. And so the government is constantly at war with itself. And I think that's maybe what you're seeing here, the revenge of the people who didn't want the deal to go through, now suddenly reasserting themselves.
But then why is the United States punishing Iran, do you think, in this case?
I don't think the Israel lobby ever gave up. That's the problem here. You've got a very powerful group of people that suffered a huge defeat with the Iranian thing, and so they just go to other means. This is notorious. The United States is notorious for this type of thing. I just interviewed Phyllis Schlafly, the lady who defeated the Equal Rights Amendment. In the middle of the interview, Her assistant announces that the United States has implemented or removed all barriers for women in combat. That was supposed to be defeated when the Equal Rights Amendment was defeated, but they just implement it by different means. This, I think, is the story of the American political system. It's always these hidden groups always reasserting themselves over the will of the people.
Thank you very much, Eugene Michael Jones, editor of Culture Wars online magazine, joining us from Indiana. Happy New Year, sir. And it was great to talk to you.